I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The U.S. and a key ally confirmed on Friday they will now both allow Ukraine to hit some targets on Russia's soil with weapons they provided. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Kyiv had been frustrated with restrictions on using Western weapons as Russia started hammering the Kharkiv border region from its own land. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine asked to use the weapons to target those troops in self-defense.
That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that purpose.
Germany is also on board. Kyiv's reaction?
I want to see in practice what will be.
Moscow is furious, with Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying it shows just how deeply the U.S. is involved in the war. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts marks the end of the former U.S. president's historic hush money trial, but the fight over the case is far from over. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Now comes the sentencing and potential for prison time, a lengthy appellate process, and all the while, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee still has to deal with three more criminal cases and a campaign that could see him return to the White House. After more than 9 hours of deliberations over 2 days, the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of falsifying business records in the case stemming from a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Trump angrily denounced the trial after court Thursday.
This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
Sentencing for Trump is set for July 11th. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.